Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. It's Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Right now will be the sixth caller to The Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. And you can win a pair of weekend passes to the Windy City Smokeout 2025. Good luck, 312-540-0670. We had a lot of fun today. A lot of people to thank, everyone, for all their texts and all their tweets and all their phone calls. And thank you to Ruthie Polinsky for filling in for Mully today. That was fun.
I adore coming here. I really do.
You do a terrific job. Looking Thank forward you. To seeing you later on the Chicago Sports Network, 5:30.
We're besties.
Pro Football Show.
We go everywhere together now.
We go everywhere. Thank you to everyone for listening, most of all, on this Friday. And thanks to our producer, Dustin Rhodes.
That's the way this half is going to end in all likelihood. But they're going to take another timeout, I guess. All right.
Timeout.
For what practical purpose? You tell me.
I don't know. They're...
Even you're stumped.
Yeah.
Well, you take a timeout. Huh. It's the only timeout I've ever seen, and a kneel down follows.
And they'll get booed off.
Yeah, whatever. I know.
whatever.
Absolutely.
That's how Dennis Allen's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose five in a row. That's going to help, too. Thank you to Brandon Fryer for finding all that.
Why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
Well, he was 53 on that day, but Mike Ditka's 85 today. Happy birthday, coach. And that was a classic rant from Mike Ditka here on The Score. And now it's time for Bernstein and Harris. What's up, guys?
That's us.
I remember where I was when I heard that live, man. That was a Score moment. Washington, come meet me at that's old Hallis Hall there.
That was the first year of The Score, right?
And the thing is, truth be told, in old Hallis Hall, you could park your car right in front, walk right in, open the front door, walk right up the stairs into his office.
It is not like that anymore. I can attest to that.
There was no security. There was no lock on the door. Like our press room was right there, and randos used to just walk in and use the bathroom in the press room.
It's a little bit of a golden birthday, right? 85.
Yeah,
you
85.
Know? It's a big
special
one.
Number
special number.
Oh yeah,
I just love how that reads like late 20th century WWF wrestling promo. That was perfect because back in that era, that's how people were talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Hide behind the mic, big boy.
Now we hide behind screens and with our fingers.
That was great.
Tweeting away.
I hope you guys enjoyed the baseball last.
Are you kidding?
That was one of the best playoff games you're ever going to see.
But we're going to spend a lot of time.
Okay.
Talk about that. Don't you worry. That was, and I happened to come in. It was typical. Armload of groceries. Come in. All right. So where's the game? Put it on. Oh, 3-1, eighth inning. Okay. So I'm, starting cooking and messing around. Also like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And my daughter's upstairs. She's like, are you okay? Is this a Bears game? I said, no, it's not a Bears game. Why are you yelling like it's a Bears game?
Because, I mean, those home runs.
Oh, I feel like every time I see Emmanuel Clase, he's giving up stuff now.
And What's up with that?
That wasn't a thing. I think he's given up 6 runs in 6 innings and 3 home runs.
Anybody can get Kimbrelled.
You think he's Kimbrelled?
I don't know.
You think he's done?
I don't know.
He can't be done. He gave up 5 runs the entire season.
I don't know.
I'm just putting it out there. You pierce that veneer.
It happens fast. Guys fall off the cliff pretty quickly as closers.
Man,
I'm not saying, but sad.
I think the Cubs would be happy to have him.
You think?
As a closer, yes. I'm very, very positive. I'm very positive. If I said, "Hey, name me or write down 5 names better than Emmanuel Clase," you couldn't do it.
I don't disagree with that. His postseason struggles are curious.
Yeah, that's fair.
You wonder. This doesn't just happen accidentally, does it? I mean, it's something that must be going on.
I just thought there were some bad pitch choices.
Yeah.
Was it more decision or execution?
I don't know.
I was trying to figure that out.
That's hard to tell. But when when people are late on your fastball, don't speed up their bat with a slider. Don't speed up their bat. If they're not seeing it out of your hand, if they're late, keep pumping it and just move it a little further out, a little further out, a little further out. But it's easy to say after the fact.
This strategy also worked for me when I was playing Little League Baseball on my Nintendo. Just a little more out, a little more out. Yeah, same principles.
How do you explain David Fry, though? That guy.
Fry can't explain David Fry. He blacked out.
Postseason variance is how you explain
that. That was a great, though, trot around the bases. And the camera work there was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The guy was running right next to him. And it's one of those moments you don't forget. I mean, David Fry has had two of those moments now in the postseason.
It's crazy because as much as I appreciate what he did to end the game, I like the Clase and the bat. It wasn't even a bat flip. It was a bat like, I don't even know how to explain what he did with his bat when he hit the home run.
Who, Noel?
Yeah.
Big Christmas?
Big Christmas. John Kinsey was doing, yeah.
That bat was too hot for his
hand. Yeah, too hot for his
hand. Get this out of my hand.
Yeah, get this out of my
hand. I'm on fire. I can't have this in my hand anymore.
The other series is not as exciting. The other series is.
Because the Dodgers are superior. And Shohei Ohtani says, I don't care if there's men on base or not. Here's what I can do with no one on base.
Ruthie had some amazing numbers. It's the biggest run differential in any league championship series. Is that?
Yeah, let me.
That's crazy.
Pull up the notes.
I expected the Dodgers to be dominant. I don't know if I expected them to be that dominant.
I mean, they lost a game.
Well, highest run differential by a team in the first four games of a postseason series all time.
Wow.
Postseason series, not even championship series.
That's
any.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
One-sided.
And it's
that's
over.
Lopsided.
It's over.
It's over,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's toast.
They've outscored the Mets by 21 runs so far.
I also want to take the time to recognize something that happened last night. I think I saw the worst NFL pass I've ever seen. Did anybody see this Bo Nix throw in the first quarter?
No.
Okay, see if you can find the video. Because there is a video where you don't
Bo Nix was the best quarterback last night.
You don't have to be Jenkins or a quarterback's coach. He had all three of his reads wide open. It looked like a sail
vertically aligned.
It was a half field leveled concept. The flat wide open. The middle over route wide open. The deep corner wide open. Like nobody near any of them. And he somehow managed off the wrong foot to place a ball on the ground, exactly between the two open deep receivers, as if you could not have tried to throw a worse pass.
Yeah, it reminded me of me at Topgolf, you know? You see all the targets out there. I'll just put them between.
Well, as long as you don't get arrested with your gun in the parking lot.
What was worse, that or the Rattler fumble?
Well, I mean, that was...
That was like out of...
Blindside.
Yeah.
But
just having... So it's one thing if you miss one open receiver. He missed two touchdowns on the same throw. I've never seen that before.
Tells you how also bad the Saints defense is.
And I've been
right
covering
now.
Football in Chicago for 30 years. I mean, I covered Rick Meyer, for God's sake.
What else you guys got today?
Well, a lot. We're going to talk about the concept of Bears goggles. This idea of how we're now looking at everything else that happens this week and in other weeks. How does it affect the Bears?
Mm-hmm.
How does this help or hurt the Bears now that this is a new thing? We're flexing these new muscles of actually not being bad.
And Bears hearing, because when Max Crosby says things, I say, why not Chicago?
Well, not for two first-round picks. No way, if that's the going rate. We've got some receipts that we're going to bring back and some baseball stuff we discussed yesterday.
Yep.
Joe Ostrowski, 11:25, high noon, 11:45, Kevin Fishbane at noon. Dr. Preston Wolin at 12:45 is going to give us insight into the medical story that is Lonzo Ball. Not the basketball story, but what it means for orthopedics. For the first time, somebody's already at this stage after a cartilage transplant.
Explaining Lonzo Ball surgery,
yeah,
basically.
Yes, yeah. Essentially. Adam Hoge at 1 and a lot more.
Have a great show.